Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from July 11th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, we saw a positive one for crude and gold, crude being up over 2%, gold being up 16 basis points there. But generally speaking, we saw most U.S. equity indices in negative territory, the S&P equal weight leading the way to the downside, down 38 basis points. But we did see the NASDAQ composite up 12 basis points. Generally speaking, saw equities for the most part flat on Friday. When we look at the action of the S&P 500, 25 point per box chart still maintains that buy signal where we saw it break that double top air at 38.50, still sits at 3,900 on the chart. As for crude oil continuous, not much change on its chart. We did see obviously that it was up, but still maintains in a column of X's here at 105 at this time. From here, it'd take a move to 115 to move it back to a buy signal. So moving on over to the indicators, we did want to point out that we saw the bullish percent for world equities reverse back into X's here following Friday's action up to 32%. So, you know, interesting to see global equities moving back into a column of X's. It's a rather large universe, but in a way, we've seen quite a bit of positive action out of the international space, at least in the near term, primarily in emerging markets. And when we look at the leadership on the asset class group scores of that non-US space, we do see that sort of emerging market blend, if you will, with India and China being the leaders in the clubhouse. Maybe not the high, they're the highest scoring groups within non-US right now, not above three, so not quite acceptable, if you will, as far as groups go, but they're the only international group scoring above money market right now, as well as the S&P 500 index fund. So two possible ETFs that you could look at or keep an eye on for either Indian exposure or Chinese exposure. There's also some ETFs out there that are a combination of the two that you could look to as well. But the first one we'll take a look at is going to be the iShares MSCI India ETF, INDA. It's at an acceptable fund score of 3.4 right now. At the moment, still technically maintains a sell signal and is in a column of O's. But if we saw it be reversed back into a column of X's and return to a buy signal there at 42.50, that would be an acceptable level to potentially consider. Further resistance here at 46.50, as well as that rally high there at 48.50 from the beginning of the year. Moving on over to our Chinese representatives, this is going to be the First Trust China Alphadex Fund, FCA. It's maintained a buy signal since June when it broke this double top here, completing a bearish triangle pattern. Technically sits in a column of O's right now, but is right around the middle of that trading band and has an acceptable fund score of 3.3. So potentially could dip your toes here and look for further rallies above resistance here at 26.50 as well as at 28.50, which is where the bearish resistance line lies right now. So move above 29 would flip FCA back into a positive trend and clear some near-term resistance from 2022. So two potential options you could look to. As always, on the asset class group scores, there's a multitude of ways that you can look for potential ideas within the ETFs mutual fund space. Obviously, you can do that through the query tool as well. And if you have any questions about trying to perform such a query or even how potential other ideas for that you could look for within either international equities or U.S. equities, whatever it may be, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team. We're here to help and here to help understand how these tools can be used properly. So as always, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.